It's not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista and the Morning Rush.
Always feeling fabulous and fit at the same time, Miss Treyway.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Yes, Mattown and surrounding area. Say hello to the best trainer you can possibly get. That is our guy, our go-to trainer. That is Hans. Hi, Hans. How are you?
Good morning, Tracy, Krista. I'm wonderful. I'm fit. I'm feeling fabulous. Woo. And I hope you and your listeners are, too.
Always. Oh, always. Yes. By the way, we're on Facebook Live, so you can say hi to Hans. Hi, Hans. Hi. And of course, 3210-931 if you have questions again. Today, Hans, I'm really excited and intrigued about this topic, and it is all about nutrition.
Mm-hmm. So, the segment's called Fit and Fabulous, and, you know, we're definitely doing our part for the fit, right? There's no shortage of exercise, but we obviously, to be fit, we need to have a level of nutrition to support these workouts. And sometimes nutrition is not necessarily the most fun thing to talk about. So we're going to get a couple of the hard things out of the way first.
Mm-hmm.
But then we're going to definitely get to my philosophy, which is add good things to build up your nutrition. Don't worry about the bad. But, you know, at some level, we do have to just kind of take an audit of where we're at with these things. But let's be honest. Nutrition is a difficult emotional thing for a lot of people. So let's find a way to be honest with ourselves and figure out how we can make it the healthiest, fittest, most nutritious summer ever.
Is that good?
Ooh, I love that.
Ooh, yes.
Oh my gosh.
Does that sound yummy?
Yeah, that sounded really good.
Believe us, we want to look good in everything that we wear. I mean, we're going to prom tomorrow.
Yeah.
Congrats. That's going to be fun. I cannot wait for those pictures.
Congrats.
That's why I've been running around town so much. So
I love it.
That dang dress.
I love it.
So, what is... So where's the biggest bang for your buck? Like, what's the first place you think people should start if they want to improve their nutrition?
Well, so like I said, Tracy, I think the number one thing you need to do is have an audit. I'm really into the cognitive side of things. You need to see the difference between a real food and a processed or fake food, which is not fun. But I mean, like, is a banana a real food? I'm asking you guys.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Is a cracker a real food?
No.
No, because you cannot go.
You win.
We're done. Bye, guys.
We're done.
No, you know, real food versus a fake food. So understand a real food, usually the perimeter of the aisles, versus a fake food. You know, go to the grocery store, buy your stuff. Oh. When I bring my groceries home, I take everything out of the bag and I put it on the counter so that I can put it away the way I want to. But when you do that, take an audit of it and say, what's real and what's fake? Okay, and you know, the fake stuff is hard. It's because it's convenient, right?
Yeah.
It's just easy to grab a box, keep it within your bag, and you got it all day.
Yeah.
It's just not the healthiest thing for you. And so the first part is understanding a real food versus a fake food. The real foods are going to be on the perimeter of the aisle. We've heard this before.
Yeah.
Fruits, vegetables, the lean meats in the meat department.
Mm-hmm.
Fish is a fantastic one. And even dairy is a good one as long as it's the low fat. Low fat is a good place to start. So that's where I begin with people. Okay. Real versus processed.
Yeah.
Real versus processed.
Yeah.
And I love the fact because we were having a conversation off air with our girl Madi, our producer. And you were talking real quickly about yogurt. Like, what's a good yogurt for someone?
Yeah.
Well, what I always used to do was the flavored one because it tastes the best, right? But there's just so much else that's added to that to make it taste good.
Yeah.
There's a better way to make it taste good. Get the plain yogurt, which, as I said off air, is going to taste horrible. Maybe you can eat it. I can't.
Yeah.
So add a little healthy honey to it. Just a little bit. It'll add just enough sweetness, but it's the better way to eat yogurt.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. By the way, Cindy Sales says hi to you, Hans.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Hans.
You got questions. Let's hear it.
Oh, let's hear it, girl.
Yeah.
All right. So, Hans, there's a lot of chatter about people counting macros. What is that all about?
That's more advanced. You know, so macros is this. So our body processes macro big nutrients. The big nutrients are carbohydrates, fats, and proteins.
Mm.
So when people are counting their macros, for one, they're getting way more technical than I want to get to on this show.
Right.
But it's worth considering, what amount of fat am I? I'm not saying no fat, but how much fat do I have in my diet? How much protein do I have in my diet? How does that compare to my physical activity level? And so things like MyFitnessPal do a great job of saying, if you can track it for a day or two, it'll give you an idea of, wow, I eat way more carbs than I thought. And carbs are not bad. They are not the evil part of this equation. But if there's too many and if you're not exercising and staying active, those carbs sit around and then they turn to fat and that's not good. So carbs aren't the enemy. Fat is not the enemy, but the percentage of what you eat is something that you should know. And then you can take that to the grocery store and start making some small changes to say, I had too many carbs in my diet. I'm going to bring that down, mm-hmm. not out. And so macros, proteins, fats, carbohydrates, where are you at with those? That's where that conversation goes.
Wow.
Hey, so why do you think then a lot of your clients are having a hard time changing mm-hmm. their diet? Like, because yep. then it's making them hard to like lose the weight and things like that. So
good point. So for most people, it's mm-hmm. about weight loss. And that's yeah. a hard part for me to help people wrap their mind around is the idea that, as we said earlier, mm-hmm. eating is an emotional thing. Mm-hmm. And, oh, yes. you know, our habits start young, right? Yeah. I've got kids and I'm trying to get them into good habits because I know if you establish a good habit, you're going to be able to keep that the rest of your life rather mm-hmm. than build a new habit when you're, say, our age.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the hard thing is that it's an emotional thing and it's something we do 3 to 6 times a day, often without thinking. So the hard part for them is taking an audit of what they're doing and mm-hmm. then being honest with themselves and saying, I'm willing to leave something on the plate. And so I try to get people to say, listen to your body and understand where is 80 or 90% full, right? Yeah. So for me, it's Mexican meals. I love mm-hmm. Mexican. And mm-hmm. so when I have a plate of food, mm-hmm. I finish it and I often go back for another one.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just say I put that all on one plate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if I wanted to say I want to be a little more aware of where I'm at mm-hmm. from a diet perspective, I'm going to say I'm going to take that full plate mm-hmm. and I'm going to try to limit it to 80%. Now, mm-hmm. if that doesn't work, mm-hmm. if I get done with that 80% and I come back an hour later, I'm like, that was not enough. I did not do that right. I yeah. can always go back because there's leftovers, right? I left 20% on the plate.
Yeah.
So it's trying to re-educate our mind to say, I'm just going to eat till I'm 80% full. That's an advanced way of thinking. But if you're looking to go to the next level, start thinking about what would it mean to take that plate that I normally eat yeah. and bring it down to 85 or 90%. That 10% could make a difference.
Wow.
Probably in your mind more than in your stomach. But over time, that's where it is. You know, and I want to add this, Tracy. Mm-hmm. It's not about what you can do today, mm-hmm. tomorrow, next mm-hmm. week, even next month. It's mm-hmm. about what you can do consistently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why we're in a tough spot because wow. we've been doing this consistently in a bad way.
Yeah.
Start 10% less and see where it takes you.
It's almost like a bank account. It sounds like a bank account, doesn't it?
We talk about that a lot. That's a good point.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
And you know what? Millionaires do not become millionaires because they just go put 500 grand in the bank and then another 500 grand and I'm a millionaire, right?
Yeah.
They put $100 in and then that $100 builds interest over time. And it's adding to it monthly that gets you to $1 million.
So
not, you know, $4,000 at a time.
Yeah. Right.
Right?
Hmm.
Great
yeah.
point.
So Hans, you work with a lot of people, of course, at Pinnacle, on your own, and with all ages. And so we all have difficult times by trying to find a way to do this for us. Mm-hmm. So you're really creative at creating great things. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, so I like to be sustainable. I like to have something where I can put a system in place and just kind of forget about it. So as much as I'm saying, let's think about it, I also am a very busy dad, husband, mm-hmm, you know, worker. We're all trying to build our stuff.
Yeah.
And so I need to make things easy. Mm-hmm. I love this recipe manager called Paprika.
Oh.
The reason I love it, and I'll write about this on my blog later and you can catch all the links. The reason I love Paprika is it knows how to download a ton of recipes from the internet. And then I can have all my recipes in one place and make it simple for myself to say, hey, these are the 5 items. Let's say I have 20 items in my recipe manager. Mm-hmm. I click on Monday, I want this, Tuesday, this, Wednesday, this.
Mm-hmm.
I send those recipes to a file where I can create an ingredient list. And then I can just order my food from there. And so it's just kind of a nice way to say, how can I make this a fun, interactive way? Then I don't have to always worry about what am I going to eat this week?
Right.
Every week, I try to add a new recipe.
That's awesome.
So by the end of the summer, I've got just a ton of recipes. And then I try to just make them easy to go to Woodman's. Woodman's is the place I shop. This is not an ad for Woodman's, but you know, guys, you got to make this easy for yourself. If it's online shopping at Woodman's, if it's online at Hy-Vee, whatever it may be, figure out the good items that you want to eat.
Yeah.
What does it mean to get those ingredients into your house as easy as possible? If you need to pay $10 to get them delivered, do it.
Yeah.
Find ways to hack your own nutrition and add the good. That's the big thing. Add the good things. I love chicken. Mm-hmm. I love salmon. I love fruits and vegetables, but that takes time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Yeah.
Woo, honey.
Oh, yes.
Listen, we have a lot of questions on, of course, Facebook Live. We are running out of time. But real quickly, my girl, my diva, actually, from yesterday, Samantha, saying, why do some people get full so fast? I feel like I can take 5 bites and be stuffed.
Mm. Oh. Well, without knowing Samantha.
She's very tall, very thin.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
All I would say is full is not necessarily a bad thing. You know, you need to understand, like I said, back to that 80% thing.
Yeah.
I would ask her, what is full? So if she is full, does that mean she's full an hour later? Is she still full 2 hours later? And that's a matter of, is it a quality protein and carbohydrates that she's eating?
Oh, that's
eating?
Good. Oh.
You know, that it really is about the quality. So I would say to her, Samantha, I want you to send me 2 or 3 days worth of everything you put into your body.
Uh-huh.
And then let's understand if it's a quality protein. So if she's full, but she's getting full 6 times a day,
yeah,
right. That might not be the best thing for her. What would it mean to be full for breakfast?
Right.
Have a small snack at small snack at 10, and then be ready to eat again at lunch.
Yeah,
I love that.
For sure. Yes. Yeah, that does.
And we'll continue, by the way, on Facebook Live for more questions. But real quickly,
yeah. So where? Tell everybody where they can find you on social.
My best place is Instagram at Hans Schiefelbein. I do a little bit on Twitter, but you know, for my industry and my stuff, it's all about Instagram at Hans Schiefelbein.
Okay. Well, we'll put it all up again. Hans is my personal trainer. He is giving Tracy great tips when it comes to running.
Mm-hmm.
And ladies, he is all here for you. So we'll put up all his information and continue chatting. By the way, on Facebook Live, Hans. Always a pleasure having you in the
house. Thanks, ladies.